In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I want you to read you some of the most exciting words I've ever read in the Scripture. Some of the most beautiful, comforting words in the Scripture. He shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. That is, in the second reading, we read it for hierarchs, and we're celebrating St. Gregory Palamas today. And it is where our Lord is describing himself as the door and the shepherd. And he says that if any man enter in by him, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. What has always thrilled me about this is shall go in and out. Because when I first came to Christianity, a belief in Christ, it was all about being saved, but it wasn't about going in and out. It was sort of a legal idea that you ask Jesus in your heart and you're saved. But Jesus Christ didn't become man just for us to have some sort of legal contract with him. We have a relationship with him, just as he has with his Father, we have with him and with his Father. And so salvation is freedom. Freedom. We talk about freedom all the time. And yet most people don't understand what freedom is. Freedom is described here to be able to go in and out and find pasture. What is describing is the complete freedom of the will, so that we can completely, always act in a holy way. So that we can be like God. So that the image of God with which we are created becomes burnished and shined up so that the likeness of God is showing. That is, we become like him. We have freedom. The Lord is free. Completely free. I suppose the reason, since I like this verse so much, one of my favorite parts of the Great Canon is just a little parenthetical statement that is incredibly important, where St. Andrew says, because he can do whatever he wishes. The Lord can do what he wants. He's completely free. And with that freedom, he always chooses good. Don't you want to be like that? I do. Ever since I found out about the church and that true Christianity offers complete freedom of the will, that's all I've wanted in life, is complete freedom. To be able to always choose the right thing and not with difficulty, but with ease, because it's natural to me. There are some things, a few things, that I can choose easily, that I didn't choose so easily when I was younger. But there still are enormous amount of things that when I choose good with effort. That's not true freedom. True freedom is to be able to choose good without expending this incredible effort that we sometimes have to expend. Now, I'm not saying that when you choose good, there's not going to be tribulation and repercussions and difficulties. But that's external to us. That's outside of us. I'm talking about the struggle inside. We are born to be free. Has nothing to do with our station in life, our amount of money we have, whether or not someone else is our master on this earth, whether we're sick or whether we're healthy. It has to do with internally. Are we free to choose good? That is the freedom that is being spoken of here. And in another place, it's even spoken of more brightly, where the Lord says, in that day he shall be free indeed. That salvation, brothers and sisters, is freedom. Now, in the context of this freedom that the Lord speaks about, he then speaks about the thief. So there is violence associated with gaining this freedom, because the thief is about. And there must be effort and obedience on the part of the sheep, because the Lord says, I know my sheep and I'm known of mine. Why do the sheep know the Lord? Because they're always around him and because they obey him. They know his voice because they hear his voice. You can't hear his voice if you're not listening for him. So freedom is gained by activity, by action, by effort. There's no other way. This pseudo-Christianity that is really relatively a newcomer to our ecclesiology, that is, of the world, not of the church, that you can have salvation without effort is a lie. Salvation is gained by effort. The grace of God infuses us, and we react to that grace. What flower, when it feels the sun, does not grow towards it? If a flower felt the sun and did not grow toward it, it would die. It must react to the sun. So must we. And this freedom, where we are gaining more and more of every day, is from our effort, from our desire. Great Lent is a great time to try to give a little more effort and to kind of hone your desire, to make it more palpable to you. You only have one life on this earth. Do you want to go through it with the stuff that's inside you? I can't stand the stuff that's inside me. The fact that when someone slanders me, I might want to slander them back. The fact that I can get irritated about the smallest thing. Those days when I feel kind of languid and lazy. There's times when I have thoughts that I just don't want to have. I want to be rid of it all. That's slavery. And the slave master cares nothing about the slave. Your sins and the devil who tries to incite you to sin cares nothing about you at all. You are an insect to them, to be squashed. The Lord wants you to be free. He cares enough about you to become man, to live a life on earth that man should live, to make our flesh free, or able to be free. It's worth fighting for. I'm waiting for that day when I'm completely free. I long for that day when I can always choose good easily, as our Lord chooses good easily. That's freedom, and that's salvation. Now, I want to tie that a little bit to the reading, the main reading for the day, which is about the healing of the paralytic who was let down on a bed into the house, and he was healed. Now, there's lots of theological things to speak about, but I want to focus on just one. And that is, when they came to the house, they couldn't get in because, as the King James says, because of the press or the crowd. There was something in their way. So what did they do? They were quite ingenious. They got up to the roof and they took apart the roof. Houses were constructed in such a way it was easy to do that. And they let down the one that was palsied on his pallet right in the middle of Christ. And the Lord reacted to their faith, said, seeing their faith. First he forgave the man's sins, and then he forgave, or not forgave, but healed the man of his infirmity. There is that press that's in the way. Do you ever feel the press? I feel it every day. Most of the press is not people outside of you. It's you that's the press. It's you that gets in your way. It's your thoughts. It's your laziness. It's your habits. I think more than anything else, it's our thoughts. It's that the psychological term is negative self-talk. That's the press. But the Lord has said we will be able to go in and out and find pasture. We're going in and out. That's doing something. That's being on your feet and walking. And he ordered the paralytic after he was healed, take up your bed and walk. And he did. What do you think would have happened if the paralytic didn't do that? He wouldn't have been healed. Our healing comes from great effort. Of course, the Lord is imbuing us with his grace on everything. We can't do anything without him. But we must push past the press. And it's worth it to have complete freedom. What a wonderful thing. I'll never be tired of talking about that, of praying about that, of striving for that. I've never seen anything so beautiful. That I can be free. You can be free. That's incredible. And that's what the Lord promises. But remember the context that I told you about. The wolf is at the door. The wolf is about. And there must be fighting going on. You must fight. Now maybe you're not a very good fighter. But you fight as best you can. And you're going to get better. And maybe that press seems awful big. And you can't push past it because you're weak. If you try to push past it, the Lord will make the way for you. But if you don't try, he will not make the way for you. This gospel, these two gospels, to me are incredibly encouraging. Because they spell out what it is God wants us to have. Absolute freedom. With freedom, of course, would come peace. Don't you want some peace? You know, sometimes somebody comes to confession. It hasn't happened in a long time, so I'm pretty safe by mentioning this. But they'll say, I had a pretty good week, as the first thing they say. And I've been tempted to tell them, what are you talking about? I've never had a good week, ever. Never. Because I still don't feel free. But we're about to have a good week. In that time that is without weeks or years. In that eighth day when we are free. But we can experience that now. I hope that some of you, I hope that all of you who are older, understand what I'm talking about. That you have gained some freedom over something that before was enslaving you as a youth. Thank God for that. And beg God to help you with the things that are still keeping you enslaved to various degrees. Slavery is always a continuum. Complete slavery, of course, is the devil. He's completely enslaved to his sins. But we're somewhere on that continuum of not being free. All we have to do is push past the press. Now, I have a couple practical ideas for you. I always try to say something practical. Because I know that the things that I say to somebody, they're going, I have no idea how to do that. Because I do this thing every day, and I can't stop it. I have no idea how to do what he's talking about. I'll tell you, I don't either. God knows. It's not important that you know. It's important that God knows. So, what did the paralytic do? He was helped by four. He took counsel, and other people helped him. So our counsel can be from people, trusted people, from confession, but especially from the gospel. Because the gospel tells you what is real. There's nothing false in the gospel at all. The gospel tells you what's dead and what's alive. There's no other book that does that in the same way, with the same power. So let this gospel be your four that bear you on your pallet, in your paralysis, and teach you how to live. And you'll become free. Isn't that worth it? It's nothing better. I can't think of anything in the world that is better than the soul being free. I'll end this with one of my favorite stories, a monastic story. I love this story because to me this story is about freedom. So there were two monks walking to town. And as they were bringing baskets, they were going to sell baskets. That's how they made their livelihood. And as they were going to town, a prostitute was leaving. Easy to recognize then as now. And the younger monk wrapped his face in his cowl so that he could barely see and looked away from her because he didn't want to be tempted by a licentious woman. It was a good move. He was a young man. The older monk, who was his spiritual father, stopped in the road and talked to her and blessed her and then went on. No doubt with the younger monk being very uncomfortable. And as they're walking, the younger monk has this thought and judges his spiritual father, thinking, he must not be so holy. He looked right at her and the way she was dressed. How could he do that? And the older monk had the gift of insight, and he knew what the younger monk was thinking. So he said, my son, who did we see just now? And he said, well, father, you know, that was a prostitute. He says, oh, really? As for me, I don't even know if it was a man or a woman. That's freedom. That's incredible. Now, most of us, we have some difficulty with lust, great or small. Some of us are able to control that difficulty by looking away, by moving our thoughts in another direction, by choosing not to watch that thing or look at that thing. But there's effort involved. This monk could look at a woman and have no lust. That's freedom. That's promised. I want that. Do you want that? Then keep pushing past the press. You're going to get it. I know that right now things are not going so well. That doesn't matter. You know, I tell you all the time, it does not matter how good you are at repenting. It matters that you try. God will provide the competence. God will make you free. But you have to want it. You have to struggle for it and desire it. And even in this life, you will begin to feel it. And when you feel it a little bit, you want it a lot. And God will give it to you a lot. He'll give you complete freedom so that you can be going in and out and finding pasture. May God help us to see paradise. Amen.